Today's shir in Mishnah Brura Yomi is Dav Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. We'll begin at the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis with Seif Gimel in Simen Yud Gimel. We're dealing with the halachos still of tzitzis on Shabbos. And the Mechaber writes, Im no dalo b'Shabbos, if a person becomes aware on Shabbos, kishu b'karmelis, while he's walking in an area that is not a Rishus HaRabim d'Araisa, but is a prohibited area for a person to walk because it looks like a Rishus HaRabim. This would be a typical of our streets in most cities nowadays. They have the status of being a karmelis and not a Rishus HaRabim. And he's wearing his talis, Shehet talis she'olof posul, and he realizes suddenly while he's walking in the street in an area where it's prohibited to carry something, midirabanan, he realizes he's carrying the talis because the tzitzis on it are posul, or the talis is posul for wearing tzitzis, and the tzitzis are therefore being carried, even though he's wearing the talis. Lo yisirenu me'olov. He does not have to take off this talis in this karmelis, ad until shagila beso, until he reaches his house. And once in his house, there's no problem of carrying, he can take it off. We'll see in a moment, or in a few moments, that it's not a problem of muktza either. The gadol kavod habrios. This is because great is human dignity, that a person shouldn't be subject to embarrassment of having to take his talis off in the middle of the street, and therefore he's allowed, since it's only, quote, in quotations, an issa d'rabbanan and not an issa d'araisa, so kavod habrios, human dignity, trumps this din d'rabbanan. The Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Ches writes, even if you knew about this from yesterday, im yodah meyesmo, v'shochach lahatil bo tzitzis, you knew the tzitzis weren't kosher and you had to replace them and you forgot to do this, even though you did know it, nira gam kein delo kansinale. We don't punish him over here, we don't make a knas and say, well, now you have to take it off anyway. And he brings a raya from later on in Shulchan Aruch in regards to an Erev where a person forgot to make an Erev, and he says that this case is similar to that case over there. In Sivkot and Tess, he writes, the Karmelis, who mokum shesham ein iser tiltul rak midirabbanan. The only iser of carrying in that area is durabbanan. It's not a daraisa prohibition to carry either into a Karmelis from Rishus HaYochid or to carry dalet amos in a Karmelis. This is only prohibited on a durabbanan level. And therefore, lekach ein tzorich lohasir. And therefore, the rabbis didn't make him take off the talis, which would be embarrassing. De kovod habrios doche is d'rabbanan. The principle that we've already mentioned, that the human dignity in kovod habrios pushes aside this is d'rabbanan. Then he says, "V'afogav the tzitzis mitzvah to say d'araisa." Well, you might say, "Wait a second! Putting four-cornered garment to put tzitzis on it—that's a mitzvah d'araisa." Or d'araisa lo dochinim ibnei kovod habrios, and we don't push aside any mitzvah d'araisa for kovod habrios. Nevertheless, mikol mokom shari. Here we do allow you to keep on wearing this non-properly mitzuyetz talis. Why? The lo omra Torah lo silbash beged below tzitzis, because the Torah doesn't say do not wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis on it. No, it says mitzvah saseh lahatil bo tzitzis. It says there's a positive commandment to put tzitzis on a four-cornered garment, but you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. V'kivin she'ena yochel lahatil bo tzitzis b'Shabbos ain't over mitzvah saseh. You technically aren't over that because you can't do this if your garment is not properly having tzitzis on it. It's also to put them on Shabbos. Therefore, when you now have this garment in front of you, ain't a love rak issa d'rabbanan, you only have over here an issa d'rabbanan, ulekach huta b'pnei kovod habrios. Therefore, because of human dignity, we don't make you take it off. Vein tzorech lifshot talis. However, if you are walking in a real Rishus HaRabim, avol b'Rishus HaRabim shumin haTorah, if you are walking in an area that does constitute the Torah's description of Rishus HaRabim, Mishnah Brura will say later on that it's not clear if we have this nowadays, but assuming that we do in certain places, so then, if you were in such a Rishus HaRabim, tzorich lefashto, you would have to take off your talis. Bein metalis gadol, bein metalis katon, no matter how embarrassing, you'd have to take off your talis, whether it's your talis katon or your talis gadol. Afilu im yishar omeid arum ayideza, even if that's the only garment that you're wearing some sort of a big sweeping cloak that's a four-cornered cloak, and it's not mitzuyatz properly, and therefore you would be carrying in the Rishus HaRabim, you'd have to take it off even if you have nothing on underneath. Because ein kavod habrios docha issa d'araisa. Human dignity is a wonderful thing, but it's not docha and issa d'araisa kazeh, b'chol gavni, under any circumstance. Later on in Hilchos Shabbos, he says, we'll explain more about this in terms of whether there is or there is not a din of Rishus HaRabim today, but that's for another subject. The Ber Heitiv does bring down that there is no Rishus HaRabim today, but again, this is a very complex subject, and we'll save it till we get to Hilchos Shabbos in a couple of years. Venira, the Im HaGodil Hu Sholem. If the part where you have the knots and the windings, that is intact, and the psul only came about rak ba'anof in the fringe area, so even though we said previously that we paskin that if you don't have a significant enough share in the fringes, in the part that's free hanging down after all the windings, you shouldn't wear such an item. Here, maybe, we can take into account of the previously stated opinion of the Ri, who says that you can include just the area of the knots and the windings. If that has a significant shear still left, even if there are no fringes hanging down beyond that, nevertheless, bid the evid in this situation, ain't tzarich l'poshto take if you wouldn't have to take the garment off right away. You could rely upon that opinion that says you are still wearing tzitzis and therefore it's not carrying the tzitzis, and therefore rak yamar le'elech beso, get home as fast as you can and then take the garment off there. What type of a garment is considered over here pasul? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Yud says, Rod Salom, right? This means to say over here, it doesn't make a difference why the garment is not considered a kosher garment. Bein shapas shenifsak lo gam keren atalis. Whether the corner was cut off, now you have only a three-cornered garment, nasas ba'sholosh, or bein shenifsak lo achas mitzitzios of levad, or whether the tzitzis themselves became pasul, the garment still has four corners. Nevertheless, in all of these situations, afilo yakfark pasul b'shar shiotzmi beso. Even if it was possible at the time that you walked out of your house with it, since you didn't know about it, even the Bishor Shalavash, Olonodalo, you weren't aware, you're not doing this b'mezid, lo kansin ole, the rabbis didn't institute any knas or any punishment over here, because Godol Kavod Abrius, the great idea of human dignity, to preserve human dignity, they did not make you take off this garment. Then the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is true even nowadays. V'afilu b'talas gadol shalonu, even nowadays with our talas gadol, she'ein anu no'agin lubo shel sokolayam. We don't wear our talas gadol all day. Only elabiyes tefila l'shei mitzvah. We only wear our talas gadol when we're davening. And therefore, one could argue, v'leiko bizui b'hasaroso. There's not such an embarrassment if he's seen in the street without his talas gadol. He'll be wearing his jacket. He won't wear his talas gadol. Not an embarrassment at all. Most people don't wear it. So therefore, nevertheless, you might have said, gam, you should take it off in that situation. Nevertheless, gam kein ain't tzorich lasiru. Mishnah Berurah paskens, you don't take it off. Lo plug, rabbanon, bein talas l'talas. We don't make exceptions. Once the dinner is, you're allowed to leave it on, even if you could argue that in this case is different, we allow the person to leave it on and don't force him to take it off in the Rosh Hashanah. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down the opinion of the Goyin Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Chidushim, who says, Mifak Beik Bazeh, I disagree with this. And his reasoning is, as can be seen in Dirshu footnote 15, Shekivon Shechazal Lo Nimnu V'Garmu Lahatu Leilech and Talas B'Karmelis Bo Tzitzis. It's not that the rabbi said it's permissible to walk with a talis without tzitzis in a Karmelis. They only said, Rak Amru B'Derech Klal Shekovet Abriyos Dolchalo Saseh D'Rabbanan. In this situation, they wouldn't enforce their ruling not to wear such a talis because of Kovet Abriyos. Therefore, in our day and age, when it's Ain Genai Bahasirosan, when there isn't any embarrassment to taking it off, so there's no question of, oh, it would be a lack of Kovet Abriyos. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Ain Hetel Lovshan, you have no right to wear it, and therefore, Lo Shayach Lomar B'Tzior Kozeh, Lo Polog Rabbanan. We don't have the right to say, Lo Plog, that the rabbis would allow it in this situation because they allow it in other situations. And now we go to the Ramah, and he writes, Hagah, Vafilu Talis Kotan, Shetachas Bigodov, Ain Tzorch Livshot. And even if you have underneath your garments, your talis cotton, we also don't make you take that off. The Mishnah Berurah points out the chiddush here is delo minkru milsa achakach. Nobody's going to notice that you're not wearing a talis cotton, so it's not so embarrassing. Imholech b'li talis cotton. Nevertheless, mikol makom hapshita hu ganai biyosef. But opening up your shirt, pulling out your talis cotton, that would be an embarrassment, and therefore you're not obligated to take off your talis cotton. The Ramah continues and says, "V'hu adin im nifsak echod min hatzitzios u'mizbayish leishe b'lo talis." The same thing would apply if your tzitzis became posel and you're embarrassed to be the only one sitting there in shul without a talis gadol on. Yuchal l'lov shel b'lo bracha. You can continue to wear your talis. Of course, don't make a bracha on it if you hadn't already made a bracha yet on it. Mikoach kovet abrius. Again, for the human dignity. Everybody else is wearing a talis, and you're the only one not wearing a talis. So the Ramah says you can still keep that talis on as well. The Mishnah Berurah expands on what I just said in Osif Katan Yud Beis, and he writes, Pirish, what are we talking about? Bein Shabala Beis HaKnesses, Verotza Lil Bosh Taliso. He comes to Shul and wants to put on his talis like all the men do. V'kodim Levishoso, and as he's putting it on, right before he puts it on, Motzo Atzitzis Psulim, he sees that it sits as apostle. Umizbayish Leishev Barabim B'li Talis, and he's embarrassed to be sitting there alone amongst all the men not wearing a talis. So, Mutu Lilov Shob B'li Bracha. Put on the talis so you don't be embarrassed, but do not make a bracha. Likewise, ubeinim roa b'emtza levishoso. If while you've been wearing it, you notice it gets stuck in a chair or something and it ripped, shenifsikulo atzitzis, and now it's not kosher, Gam kinin tzorach la'ar siro. You don't have to take it off then. He brings down the name of the Birka Yosef, the Aruchos HaChaim, and other achronim. Furthermore, he says, ayin ba'achronim shiskimu, everybody amongst the achronim agree, da kol toli birutzono ish halovish. It's dependent upon the person. These aren't absolute dinim. You must put on the talis. You must take it off. Imu misbayish, if he's going to be embarrassed not to be wearing a talis, yuchalu bosh b'loi bracha. Then you can put it on. Of course, don't make the bracha. Avolamein misbayish, there are plenty of other people that don't wear a talis, so you're not embarrassed. Everybody will say, oh, his talis broke, or he davened at the early minion, whatever it might be, en kan heter de kovet abrias. Then you can't just wear it for no reason if there's no heter of kovet abrios. Dirshu note 17 asks an interesting question. Why is the talis not considered muktza if it's not mitsuyetzes properly? So he brings down the name of the goyin, the Shevet Halevi. Again, we have to say zatzal. Vaday ein baze issa. There is no issa of muktza over here. Shari gam below tzitzis. Re'u yehi lelevisha la'acher. If somebody were to borrow your talis, so technically you don't need to wear tzitzis on a borrowed talis. So therefore, you could give it to somebody else, so therefore it's not muktza. Likewise, sometimes you wear it around your neck like a scarf. So we said, there's no chiyav tzitzis in such a situation. You wear it as a head covering, there's no chiyav tzitzis, so it's not muktza, eino asura betiltul. The Mishnah Berurah points out that you have to have been unaware of this beforehand, or you forgot about it, but if you did it b'mezid, then it's a problem. The Davka in Sivkot Yud Gimel writes, "Imno de lo hayom." It's only if you find out about it now on Shabbos. Avolim yada me'aru Shabbos shatzitzes psulim. But if you knew about it beforehand, also lulav shabbos Shabbos, then you shouldn't put it on Shabbos. Davile le'takunim yeswa. You should have fixed it yesterday. But again, as before, achim shachach. If you forgot and unintentionally now have the situation that you're in, yesh lahokel. He brings down that it's permissible to be lenient and to wear it in the name of the Chidushi, Rabbi Kiva Eger. In Sivkot Yudala, the Mishnah Berurah points out that there may be other alternatives that you should take advantage of rather than relying upon this Koach Kovod HaBrios. And he says, Davko meni yichol lahasig b'veis haknesses talis ula. A better alternative is to borrow a talis from someone, and this way you don't have to wear your talis that isn't mitsuyetzes properly, because if you borrow a talis from someone, there is no problem over here of Kovod HaBrios that you're wearing a talis that is not mitsuyetzes properly. Finally, the Ramah concludes this simon. And he says, V'dafka b'shabbos, d'osu laso tzitzios. All of these rules that we've been talking about, can you or can you not wear them Shabbos to you, do you not have to take it off on Shabbos, apply only on Shabbos. However, on a weekday, avo b'chol, k'hai gavne, if your tzitzis are no good, if the talis is suddenly found to be lacking in tzitzis, so then also it's forbidden to continue wearing that talis because you'll be mevatel a mitzvah saseh of putting tzitzis on a four-cornered garment. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tesvav explains Pirush Lefisha B'Shabbos Lesser Rak Issa D'Rabbanon Kanal. On Shabbos there is this Issa D'Rabbanon that we're talking about of carrying in a Rishus that is not a Rishus Harabim like a Carmelis. Avo B'Chol Shuaver Al Issa Torah B'Chol Shor D'Kum Vaseh Bo Tzitzis. But on a weekday when you are allowed to make the tzitzis, as opposed to Shabbos when you're not allowed to make the tzitzis, so on a weekday every second that you're wearing this four cornered garment that doesn't have tzitzis on it, you're over not fulfilling the mitzvah over here of Asulahem Tzitzis. And therefore, the Issa Torah that you're transgressing, Afilu Rak Issa, the Shev Yaltase, Kazeh, Shumonei, Asasa Mitzvah, even though you're not transgressing an Elosase, but you're just not fulfilling an Ase, Einid Chebib Nekovet Abrias. There you wouldn't have this Heter, because you'd be Mavata, the Mitzvah Sase. Unless, he says, in lo bignai godol, if there's a tremendous embarrassment over here, maybe. Therefore, on a weekday, a person shouldn't put on his talis godol if he sees it's not having proper tzitzis. And especially, because this is not a gnai godol, the Ramah holds, later on we'll see that this is only a small gnai for a person not to be wearing a talis godol. Likewise, if you're walking in the street and he says that one of your tzitzis has suddenly noticed that it's not kosher, tzorach gamkein leposhto takeif. In this situation, he says you should take it off because it's not a big genai. Debizmanenu pshitas atalas godol b'shuk hu gamkein rak genai kotin. It's only a minor embarrassment, and for a minor embarrassment, you shouldn't rely upon this kovet abrios. However, in Bebeis HaKnesses no de lo, if you're in shul, achashu kvar lovish batalis, you're wearing a talis already and you see that it's not properly yetzes, then harbi min achronim mekilin de'ein tzorach l'poshtu take it. This would be considered enough of an embarrassment that you shouldn't have to take it off. The sviru lehu dekiven shu berabim Bebeis HaKnesses apshitu gnabi yoser. As I just said, it's a big embarrassment. He does suggest Yamar Lelech Lebeso Lebeis Shalifne Beis HaKnesses v'yashitenu shom, but quickly get home and take it off, or go to another place where you can take it off without being embarrassed. However, he brings down the Chayyadim and says that this is still considered a Genai Katan, and since most people today don't wear the talis all the time in the shul, one should not wear the talis if it's not mitzuyetzes properly. And then the Mishnah Berurah says he found the same idea in the Prima Gadim, like this Chayyadim, and he concludes, he says the best idea, which is brought down by the Malbim and the Aretz Yisachayim, Shiavki Renu, make your talis hefker, then you don't have any obligation. It's not your talis, and therefore you don't have to make tzitzis on it. Dear Shuno 20 points out that this is only for a weekday, because on Shabbos, many hold that you're not allowed to be mafkir, although the Magen Avraham does permit you to be mafkir something on Shabbos. Finally, in Sivkot and Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah points out that which the Ramah says that it's on a weekday, it's not a Genai Gadol, and you shouldn't take advantage of this Kula. That's only talking about the Talis Gadol, but not the Talis Katan, because to remove your Talis Katan would be a Genai Gadol. Only at the end of this Sivkot, and he writes, only at the end of Sivkot and Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, if you see your friend has his tzitzis been cut off, and he didn't realize it, lo yomar lo at shevo lebe, so you don't have to tell him right then and there, there's no chiyuv to tell him, wait till he gets to his house, and then, when he's in his house, tell him over there, so he doesn't have the embarrassment of taking it off in public. Sorry we didn't get a chance to see the entire Sivkot and Tezayin inside, Ayin Sham, this will conclude today's shir.